True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Malzy with some massive takes off the air. Listen to Pop and Joe Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7 The Fan .com contesting page. The Fan is going to showcase some youth football teams. Maybe Mike Tomlin could go out there and get some pointers. Special visit from members of our staff, too, like Carrie Callis, who was doing explosive interviews with players after games this weekend.
I thought those were good.
Asking hard-hitting questions, I did.
Callis might be the guy the Steelers need to start stopping the run.
Plug up the middle, baby.
Put him in at nose tackle. He's taking up a guard in the center.
Low man.
Yep. Oh, hell yeah.
If you want the Fan to visit your game, email youthsports@937thefan.com. Group name, your group's name, main contact, potential dates, 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian, Bread and Pelman Electric. All right, Donnie, let's get to your game balls for Steelers Seahawks. Just so people know, it's not exclusively Steelers. Seahawks players are allowed to get game balls too. I do think one Steeler should make the cut. Let's see if you gave him a game ball.
Is that player Jaylen Warren?
Maybe. Game ball number three belongs to?
I'm not giving it to Jaylen Warren. Although I thought he was the only offensive player they had that I think would have been worthy. I actually went Byron Murphy the second as the third one. The front four had a lot of fun for Seattle. I thought he was the ringleader in that. Got after the quarterback a couple of times. Had a tackle for loss. So he felt like he led the disruption. But that front four, I don't want to say that they had their way all game with the Steelers' offensive line, but it was very much slanted in one direction.
It's disturbing that they've played two games here against two, I would say, at best average teams. And they've gotten buried up front in both games. On both sides of the ball, I would say.
And
Jets beat them up in the trenches, and so did Seattle.
I mean, as much as football evolves, unless you really have a cheat code at quarterback, it is still about trench play, and they've gotten crushed both ways.
Getting pressure without having to blitz will always be the antidote to any quarterback, no matter how mobile.
And no excuse at all. I don't care that Isaiah Loudermilk got hurt during the game and you did not have Derek Harmon available. The Seahawks' offensive line is patchwork at best. The right tackle got destroyed by Nick Bosa last week. They're playing a rookie guard. They were one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL last year. They could not run the ball against San Francisco, and they shoved it up your rear end.
I mean,
it's 2 weeks in a row that we have seen makeshift offensive lines.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. And, like, I'm sure Mike Tomlin knows this and just doesn't want to admit it. They're just getting physically manhandled. Like, your scheme is, to some extent, only as good as your ability to win basic, like, shed block battles, just man-on-man battles. And they're not even capable of winning, like, semi-regularly. It feels like an accident when one of their guys gets through.
I feel like it might have been our buddy Nate that tweeted this. Somebody tweeted us this not too long ago. I know the guy didn't play a ton of snaps. It actually felt like Daniel Equale, of all people, had one of the better games of any of their.
Yeah, you saw him briefly burst into Seattle's backfield when they didn't want him to be there. Otherwise, you might as well put a velvet rope.
Cam had the one play.
Yeah, he had a tip. And if they win the game, it's going to be a much more favorably viewed play. Put a velvet rope about around every other quarterback that they face, because no one's allowed in if they're wearing black and gold.
Game ball number two, Don.
Jackson Smith and Jigba. Didn't have a touchdown, but yet again, he was their go-to guy in a tough situation. Cooper Kupp, I took him into consideration.
He looked like because, he found the fountain of youth all at once.
Yeah, I mean, we joked about him last week looking ancient and ready for Elmers, and now here he is yesterday beating Jalen Ramsey like a drum almost every single rep.
Here was the biggest play on that respect.
Seattle avoids disaster on third down. Now play action. Shot downfield. Smith and Jigba's got it against Ramsey. Down to the 10-yard line. And a beautiful touch throw by Darnold.
So, yeah, he officially had 8 for 103. He had that big one that just really felt like a dagger. I mean, that play was a dagger. The Steelers could have gotten a stop, could have gotten off the field, could have driven down and tied the game, and that did it.
That's the one thing about Darnold. I don't think any of us thinks that this is some great quarterback, but if you let him stand in there and he can step into a throw, he absolutely has a big-time arm, and that was a good throw.
Here's the thing that's frustrating to me about it. I would say the Steelers and Seahawks, this is one of the few games where I would say the Steelers have better pass catchers than the other team. Seattle has JSN, and then there was a huge drop-off. No receiver had more than 15 yards last week for them. Kupp has a big game. Horton, a rookie, a fifth-round pick, catches a touchdown pass. Their tight ends were involved. The rookie Arroyo, Barner, these guys were making plays. And in addition to JSN,
they were getting chunks.
They double-teamed our receiver. DK, he did nothing. And then our supporting cast couldn't do crap.
How
is it their supporting cast makes all these plays and ours can't make any?
And they had multiple defensive backs out. Let's keep that in mind, including their best one.
They were getting chunks. 17, 19, 21, 24. That one you just heard, 43. When Darnold was standing in against pressure, or when he had a clean pocket, by and large, he was getting what he wanted against
them. 2 weeks in a row, Tomlin didn't respect the other team's quarterback, and he made him pay. Game ball number one?
Kenneth Walker. He went from having 2 yards a carry last week against San Francisco, 10 for 20. He looked awful in week one. He averaged over 8 yards a pop yesterday, 13 for 105, and he truly did have the dagger of the touchdown when they were just pretty much positioning themselves to kick a field goal
and
put the game away. He said, nope, I'll just take 6 instead of 3.
Here is TJ Watt on stopping the run.
I don't know, man. We're going to have to look at it and break it down. Clearly, it's the same issues are rearing their head from last week, and in the NFL, you don't have time to go back after each and every game and make the adjustments. You need to make the adjustments before they happen, and if they happen in game, before they're allowed to continue to snowball like they did today and like they did last week. So back to the drawing board. I'm sure there's a multitude of different reasons why this is happening, but we're way too talented. We have way too good of schemes to allow this to continue to happen week after week.
So there you have it. The Seahawks rain on Aaron Rodgers' parade. A clean sweep for them in Donnie's balls. Has that ever happened before?
Yeah, we've had a few. All right, I've got the trackers. We've had a few, you know, all three balls go to the other guys.
Did that happen in the Baltimore playoff game last year?
It had to have. I don't know why you didn't give Caleb Johnson a game ball specifically as a de facto Seahawks player. I think that would have been a nice touch.
They present him with the ball after the game.
Like Darnold and Mike McDonald.
A key to the city of Seattle.
Mike McDonald barges into the locker room. No one knows why he's there. He hands Caleb Johnson a game ball, then jogs out.
That was Donnie's game balls.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.